You're listening to SBS News.
Kylie Serginia was just 48 years old when she suffered a major heart attack. She was young, fit and healthy, with no symptoms and no early warning signs.
It was back in February 2017. I had bought tickets for my husband for his 40th birthday to attend the Guns N' Roses concert in Brisbane. As we got to the gate, we got in the line and we bought the obligatory T-shirt like everybody else does. And then we're waiting, and while I was in line, I started to get this enormous, immense pressure right in the middle of my chest.
The pain spread throughout her body, crushing her arms and becoming unbearable. Not knowing what was happening, Kylie and her husband sought help from the venue staff.
And I got to a young girl, and she said, quick, you're first in line, go right down there. Axl Rose will be sweating all over you. And I remember saying, no, I just need to see a medic. I said, something's not right, I feel really unwell. And she asked me what was wrong. I said, I've got chest pains. I said, I feel like my chest is going to explode.
Kylie was rushed to hospital and couldn't believe it when she found out what had happened to her.
I think it still brings tears to my eyes. This young doctor walked in and he pulled the curtains behind us and he said, you've had a massive heart attack. He said, I don't want you to move. He said, you're in critical condition. You need to go straight to the ICU for surgery.
Heart attacks continue to be the leading cause of death in Australia. About 58,700 Australians had an acute coronary event, like a heart attack or unstable angina, in 2018. A further 38,600 people aged over 25 had a stroke in the same year. That's roughly 161 heart attacks and 100 strokes every day. A new report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare compiles all the latest data on heart disease in Australia. Richard Jukes is with the organisation.
These diseases have a huge impact on the health of Australians, and a lot of this impact is fatal. So in 2019, heart, stroke and vascular diseases were the cause of 42,300 deaths, which was a quarter of all the deaths in Australia that year.
The report, Heart, Stroke and Vascular Disease, uses data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics National Health Surveys. It shows that at least 62% of the burden of ill health from cardiovascular disease is caused by modifiable risk factors, and that most Australian adults have at least some of those risk factors that cause heart disease.
These include behaviours or exposures like smoking, poor diet, insufficient exercise, high blood pressure, etc. And examining the data, we found that 57% of adults had three or more of these modifiable cardiovascular risk factors. So there's potential for, I think, people to protect themselves better from cardiovascular diseases and for the improvements we've seen in recent decades to continue.
It's estimated that 1.2 million Australians have one or more of the conditions related to heart, stroke and vascular disease. And Richard Jukes says some communities are more likely to be affected than others.
The burden of ill health from cardiovascular disease isn't evenly distributed across different groups of Australians. For example, people living in the lowest socioeconomic areas have cardiovascular death rates 1.5 times as high as people living in the highest socioeconomic areas. And Indigenous Australians are twice as likely to have cardiovascular disease as non-Indigenous Australians.
But it's not all bad news. Deaths from heart disease in Australia have actually declined dramatically since the 1980s, even as the population has increased. Between 1980 and 2019, cardiovascular disease deaths fell by 22%. Deaths from stroke were down 30% over the same period. Richard Jukes says on current trends, heart disease may soon be overtaken as Australia's number one killer.
After many decades as the leading cause of death in Australia, if current trends continue, coronary heart disease will be overtaken by dementia as the leading cause of death within the next 2 to 3 years. Because as we've seen, the death rates from coronary heart disease have been steadily decreasing ever since their peak around 1970 in Australia. Whereas in recent years, deaths from dementia have been increasing.
The decline is thanks to a reduction in risk factors like smoking and improvements in research, detection, treatment and management. Bill Stavresky is with the Australian Heart Foundation.
What we have seen over the last 10, 20, 30 years has improved treatment, particularly for acute events. So survival rates of heart attack and stroke have increased. But unfortunately, that means more people are living with cardiovascular disease, and you know, it does have a significant impact on not only their health, but their way of life.
For Kylie Serginia, the effects of her heart attack live on in her body and in her mind. She urges everyone to take heart disease seriously.
Oh, look, don't ignore your heart. Like, it honestly is the engine for your whole body. Without it, you cannot survive. There are things that, and even if you think you're strong and healthy, look, the more I think about it, because it's only said to my husband last night, it's been almost 5 years. And, you know, we sit here every year and we think, oh, we must go back and get our eyes tested. We must get this done. We must get that done as we get older. I just think for everybody, it should just become part of a regular annual check. You get your eyes checked, you get your heart checked.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.